It is August 10th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. When I was reading JLN yesterday after it was published and saw the image from the sponsored content from FIA, I thought I was having an acid flashback. For me, that would be an acid reflux flashback, but still, the image was all wrong relative to the text below. The image was for last June's FIA IDX in London and the text for the upcoming FIA Expo in Chicago. The skyscraper ad for FIA was also for IDX. Today's JLN has the correct images for FIA Expo to be held on November 14th and 15th at the Sheraton Grand Chicago Riverwalk. Our apologies have been offered to the FIA for the error, and compensation has been offered and accepted. Anyone know where I can get a case of turtle wax and some chamois? I have a lot of cars to wash. Today we have a podcast of an interview I did with Social Media Analytics, Inc., CEO Joe Gitz. This was originally going to be a video, but we had some issues with the video feeds, so we turned it into a podcast. Presto, changeo, bingo, bango, just like that. This is a follow-up interview from the very first interview Joe did when he started SMA. Joe was also featured in our MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity program in 2017 and in the FinTech Exchange 2015 Chicago event put on by BarChart. The Chicago Post has a great story titled, "Why Does the IRS Need $80 Billion? Just Look at Its Cafeteria." You have to see the pictures in this story and the descriptions of the technology to understand the disinvestment that has occurred in the IRS and why it is the black hole that it is. MEMX has been approved by the SEC to trade options and plans to launch its U.S. options exchange in 2023, which would be the 17th U.S. options exchange trading. Victoria Vergolina of Bloomberg has taken the time to offer us a Bored Ape explainer. What gives non-fungible tokens their value and how do they work in practice? If you are visiting China, stay away from the shrews, as they are being blamed for carrying the latest virus. According to Bloomberg, nearly 3 dozen people in China have been sickened with the new Lagnya virus carried by shrews. One of the problems running a small company is that employees often have a common problem, the boss. That would be me. So the Wall Street Journal has offered some advice in an article titled, "The Right Way to Vent at Work, How to Safely Unload All the Stresses and Frustration of This Moment Without Hurting Your Career." Rolf Anderson, the CEO, CTO, and co-founder of Sequitur Engineering, shared on LinkedIn that Magnus Hedin has joined Sequitur as Chief Product Officer. Magnus will lead the development of products and services. Just for fun, here is a MarketsWiki Education short of Rolf's presentation, there's a link in today's newsletter, in Stockholm for our MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity event at KTH, the Royal Institute of Technology. Due to a pickup in commodity prices, Ford is raising the price of its electric F-150 pickup. The automaker said prices for the 2023 F-150 Lightning would be increased by $6,000 to $8,500, depending on various factors. My daughter Kat has returned home so she can attend the Williams Bay Lions Club Corn and Brat Roast this weekend. In the meantime, it's nice to have her home and have another dog walker in the house. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the podcast. JLN Podcast. Social Market Analytics CEO Joe Goetz reflects on company growth and new features. John Lothian News was the first media company to take an interest in Social Market Analytics, Inc. when it first started. We recently caught up with its founder and CEO, Joe Goetz, for an update on the company and trends in social media and trading analytics. You can listen to this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a special message from our friends at FIA. Registration is open for FIA Expo taking place this 14th and 15th of November at a new location, the Sheraton Grand Riverwalk Chicago. Experience compelling panels that build your knowledge, product demos that deliver innovative solutions, and networking opportunities that celebrate human connections. Whether you're a trader chasing the latest trends affecting the markets, a back office manager seeking ways to increase operational efficiency, or a business strategist looking for what's next, you'll find it at Expo. This year, FIA is offering full conference, single day, and exhibits plus registration options. Learn more and register by the 2nd of September for the best rates. You can find a link for registration and more information in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Bank of England's apocalyptic prophecies fall on deaf ears. With the next UK Prime Minister likely to slash taxes, the central bank's gloomy prognosis is being ignored by financial markets. The Bank of England delivered unusually apocalyptic economic outlook at last week's quarterly economic review, overshadowing the biggest interest rate hike in more than a quarter of a century. Yet UK markets have barely moved, and their skepticism is entirely understandable and completely justified, like a bad pianist playing the right notes but not in the correct order. The central bank's doom mongering has fallen on deaf ears among traders who reckon its forecasts are an exercise in futility given the fiscal splurge that's coming from whoever becomes the next prime minister. My comment: the markets hear all and sees all. It just does not share all in the same way that we comprehend all the time. The market is a mystery. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Historic drought threatens to cripple European trade. From the Rhine to the Danube, waterways are falling at the worst possible moment as the climate crisis worsens. In the midst of an arid summer that set heat records across Europe, the continent's rivers are evaporating. The Rhine, a pillar of the German, Dutch, and Swiss economies for centuries, is set to become virtually impassable at a key waypoint later this week, stymieing vast flows of diesel and coal. The Danube, which snakes its way 1,800 miles through Central Europe to the Black Sea, is gummed up too, hampering grain and other trade. My comment: what will be the impact on Oktoberfest? That is what I want to know. Here's another story from Bloomberg. He was helping us. Investors cheer CEO accused of scamming them. Crowd at Manhattan courthouse applauds alleged fraudster and denounces prosecutors. For Louisiana Francis, who sank $10,000 into what prosecutors say was a Ponzi-like crypto scheme, driving 4 hours from her home outside Boston to watch the man who allegedly took her money appear in court, was an easy call. But she didn't go to condemn him. She went to cheer him on. My comment: if you got in early enough in the Ponzi scheme, you might think the same too. But a scoundrel is a scoundrel. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top three stories on Tuesday were really all about the same story. Number one was SEC proposes rules to improve clearing agency governance and to mitigate conflicts of interest, an SEC press release. Number two was statement on clearing agency and governance and conflicts of interest, the dissenting statement from Commissioner Mark Uyeda. The SEC's rule proposal, and third was SEC Chair Gary Gensler's statement on proposal to enhance clearing agency governance, also from the SEC. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Another story from Bloomberg. Over New York, London, and Hong Kong, time to move on. The world's financial centers are in danger of becoming passé as workers opt for a better life post-pandemic. The financial capitals of the world have lost their luster. The bright lights of New York seem to have dimmed. London has far too many issues to contend with, from inflation, messy politics, and homes not built for the heat, to a dysfunctional international airport. Hong Kong is a dark shadow of what it once was, a former British colony filled with tycoons and billionaires whose fast, wheeling, dealing, free spirit has faded. Other close contenders like Tokyo, Singapore, and Shanghai don't hold the same allure as they once did. So what's left? Financial centers have typically been places with well-formed regulatory oversight and deep capital markets. Naturally, an ecosystem of workers is created around this, drawing in professionals like bankers, lawyers, accountants, and headhunters. And then here's another story. This is a press release from Memex via Business Wire. Memex gains SEC approval to trade options. U.S. options exchange Memex options to launch in 2023. Memex, a market operator founded by a diverse group of participants to benefit all investors, today announced that the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has approved Memex's ruling to launch a platform for listed options. The U.S. options exchange Memex Options will leverage the strength of Memex's data-centric exchange architecture and state-of-the-art infrastructure. The exchange will use a price-time model and is expected to launch in early 2023. And then finally, another story from Bloomberg. The headline: No crypto exchanges are not like stock exchanges. SEC Chair Gary Gensler lays out some sensible goals, but his proposals are a non-starter. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler has released a video explaining how the agency will regulate cryptocurrency trading platforms. He lays out some sensible goals, but the proposals would prevent them from ever being reached. Gensler is concerned about market manipulation, spoofing, front-running, phantom liquidity, orders that will be canceled before they can ever be executed, shadow liquidity, people willing to transact who will not expose their willingness in public orders, flash crashes, and other ills. He says the New York Stock Exchange does a good job on these points thanks to SEC regulation, so those regulations should be ported to crypto exchanges. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.